Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late great Jimi Hendrix bring us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Come for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Stephen Baum. Stephen, I need your website, please.
Stephen H. Baum Leadership.
All right. B-A-U-M.
S-T-E-P-H-E-N, middle initial H, leadership.com.
Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com. So they can find your book there, too, can't they?
Well, the book is about how ordinary people become extraordinary leaders. It's called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. It's not really about Jack Welch, but yeah. Random House published it. And it's available on Amazon. And later today, the conversation you and I are having will be on my website if anybody wants to read about it afterwards.
All right. That sounds good. So we've been talking about having to take the tough decision, make the tough decision to get rid of someone. But one thing we also have to do, because I'm a big believer in redemption. One of the things I like about America is we redeem people if we possibly can. To me, one of the things that makes America great is our ability to redeem people, to our excellent skills at redemption. And so, as small business owners, we're the worst at firing, we're the worst people when it comes to firing people, we're the best at redemption. So if a person can actually be redeemed, they'll have a better chance of being redeemed in a small business than anywhere else, I think. But the problem is if they can't be redeemed, you know, they still make it to keep their job because we don't like to get rid of them. But when I talk about redemption, Stephen, as you know, I mean somebody's not working out, things aren't going well, and we call them in and we say, hey, here's what's happening. Tell me why is this happening? How are we going to fix it? Can you help me fix it? I want you to be able to stay here as long as you want to, but right now things aren't going well. Help me redeem you. I would have that conversation. What do you think?
Well, in the last segment, we were talking about somebody who had been through a whole series of those kind of conversations, and it still didn't result in the change that was needed, which
right.
was largely attitudinal.
And this could take months, right?
Oh, it sure could take months. And what we skipped over, because this was a particular case where it was attitudinal and all the redemption efforts failed, in most instances, in my experience, if you nip this in the bud early, if somebody's not performing, and you have a conversation where you put your arm around them and say, look, I'm trying to make you succeed,
mm-hmm.
but something's not working here. Let's get to the bottom of it. Is it that you don't know how? Is it that you need some training in something? You don't understand what the setup looks like? Get to the bottom of why the person is underperforming. It may be redeemable.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if those conversations happen early, and if the person knows they're getting a second chance, that it's really important that they put their mind to and their effort into fixing the situation, I've seen a lot of situations where that works.
Well, and you just created an engaged employee.
Absolutely.
And a grateful employee, and maybe someone who can help you redeem others.
Well, if that person actually makes the turn, they will be a storyteller about how they were failing and the boss helped them turn around.
Well said.
And there's all sorts of help to get for these people because it may be, especially today with the education system as bad as it is, it may be that they don't understand something. They don't know something.
Mm-hmm.
And the solutions can be anything from training to a workshop to a coach to a ride along where they see how somebody else does it and does it right.
Sharing
a best practice. There's lots of ways to get somebody turned around if they want to.
Well, here's the thing. Another thing to remember: sometimes we promote people to jobs that they're just not cut out for, and it doesn't mean part of redemption, in my opinion, includes evaluating whether it's not them, but it's where we put them. Maybe if they were great in sales, we make them the sales manager. If that's not working out, we don't need to fire them. Maybe we just need to see if they can be productive back in sales again.
Well, there's lots of examples of why that happens. And the one you gave, the talents you need to be a terrific sales manager are not the talents you need to be the best salesman.
Exactly.
and you promote, it's called, you remember the Peter principle,
yep.
when somebody gets promoted into a job that's above his pay grade,
mm-hmm.
a really spectacular producer and salesperson doesn't want to be an administrator, and usually when they take that, it's either because they're too tired of traveling, or they want to make, it's a different lifestyle
right,
for
right,
them.
Right, right, right.
But there's lots of instances. One that comes.
Stephen,
to
mind. I got to wrap it up. You're gonna have to hold that
okay.
one till the next visit. we have to move on. But I need your website one more time.
Stephen H. Baum Leadership. StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
Check
it's a coaching
it out.
Website with ideas for business owners.
What made Jack Welch? Jack Welch is his book. Find it where books are sold. Thanks, Stephen, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Good to be with you,
Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. But not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.